Hello.
Can I speak to David McGowan, please?
Can I ask you who's calling?
My name's Michael David. I'm calling from MMA Legal with a law firm helping you with your Scottish redress case.
All right, then.
How are you, David?
All right.
Okay. Do you have 10 minutes to have a chat with me, David, about your case?
Aye, on you go, mate.
Fantastic. David, just to let you know, all of our calls are recorded for training and monitoring purposes.
Yeah.
I've got... My role, David, is to go out and gather the information or the evidence, if you like, on your behalf. Now, that's obviously through social services, the Education Authority, National Records Scotland. But it's also, David, to understand you as a client and the trauma that you faced as a child, how that has had an effect on you into your adult life, whether that be through, you know, depression, anxiety, PTSD, any sort of, you know, alcohol or substance abuse or issues. What I can then do, David, is write to those authorities, gather that evidence, and present it to the Scottish redressers. Obviously, David McGowan in care and David McGowan because of care.
Mm-hmm.
They have to take that into consideration, you know, the after effects of what's happened to you. Is that okay, David?
Aye, I suppose so, mate, aye.
Yeah, sorry for the flammage you drag this up for you.
You know what I mean? It's fucking, it's got to deal with it, haven't you?
Yeah. Sorry, I'm going to ask you some tough questions, David, so if you don't mind. Do you or have you ever suffered with any sort of mental health issues, David?
Yeah.
Depression, anxiety, any PTSD, stuff like that?
Yes. Suffer with it now. I have done for most of my life.
What is it that you suffer with, pal, if you don't mind me asking?
Depression, PTSD. I've been told that about 4 different people have got PTSD, but I've never officially been diagnosed with it. You know?
Okay. Have you been officially diagnosed with depression?
Yeah.
Okay, PTSD, Botaris depression. Okay, and do you take antidepressants, do you, David?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, have you suffered with any sort of alcohol issues, David, or substance?
No, I've never really drank because I swore blind I would never ever have a problem. I ended up being a drug addict instead.
Okay.
The irony, you know what I mean? Straight to you're a heroin addict, methadone addict. You know what I mean?
For 30 years, yeah?
That was just a hit, wasn't it?
Yeah, of course.
Tamagi palm tablets, amphetamine, fucking everything through the 90s, mate.
Okay. How did you get off the heroin? Was that through your GP?
I tried it through my GP. Ended up going to addiction services. Went on to methadone. Was on that for 30 years as well. I took the both of them.
Yeah, did you together?
Aye. Just total self-destruct.
Yeah, of course. From an addiction centre.
Yeah, and the rehabs as well.
Yeah. Okay, I'll get all these company details off you in a sec. I have got one really, really tough question, David, to ask, and it's one I hate asking, but I do have to ask, so I am sorry. Have you ever tried to take your own life, David?
Aye, 3 times.
Yeah, I'm so sorry, buddy. Sorry you thought that was your option.
People think it's a killer's way out, mate. The killer's that don't say it and try and do it, you know what I mean? It's,
yeah.
You've got to do it right, innit, man? But, I suppose.
Did you end up in hospital of any of those two times?
No, mate.
Okay.
Once I put a gun in my mouth and slapped it, threw the gun in the cleave.
Oh.
I think I just tried to kill myself 10 times. We woke up the next morning saying that was a waste of money.
There's not
much
you can do
there
apart from
laugh. Yeah, exactly, bro, man. You feel miserably, man. You're skint because of it, you know.
You've
been
alive and skint.
Being skint with no money sounded all right, man. But, you know.
So what I'll do, David, is I'll write to your GP about your mental health issues, your depression. I'll take the details of the addiction centre that you were in. I'll also write to them to get any sort of, you know, history from them as well.
Yeah.
Let me just, before I go on to that, I've got here that you're in foster care.
Oh, mate, I get passed about like an old news of the world.
What jurisdiction was you in that foster care for? So what social services were they like for you?
They've been Renfrewshire.
Renfrew 6.
Renfrewshire.
Yeah, Renfrew. I can even tell you the social workers' names, mate. One is a guy, Dave McAleo.
Give me 2 seconds. Dave McAleo?
Yeah.
Spell that for me.
Oh, couldn't tell you, mate.
Is it M-A-C?
Yeah, I think so, mate.
No, McAleo.
I honestly couldn't tell you, mate. His name just pops out of my head, man.
Okay.
Him and then a woman, Margaret Fitzpatrick.
Okay, let me take your GP's details, please, David.
Give me a wee second. It's Kilburn Medical Factory.
So K-I-L, Ben?
Yeah, K-I-L-B-U-R-N.
And whereabouts is that? Is that in Paisley?
Yeah, Northcroft Road in Paisley. Northcroft Street, sorry.
Northcroft
Street. Paisley. Postcode Papa Alpha 3.
No, Papa Alpha 3, yeah.
4 Alpha D. There's a whole bit of paper to read it now.
I actually don't know the phonetics for D, actually. Papa Alpha Romeo Echo.
Yeah, December.
Dog. Dog,
let's go
for dog. Yeah, I don't know that myself. That's what I'm struggling. Can I take the name of the addiction centre that you got help from? Delta. Yeah, there you go.
ARDS.
ARDS.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Addiction Services, basically. That's back Snowden Street.
And that's back what, sorry?
Back Snedden.
Snedden?
Yeah. SNEDDON.
Okay, perfect. And when was you there, roughly?
I still go there now.
So what date did you start?
So I was about 16 or something.
Jesus, I've got to work that out. So 75, 85.
Let's go 90, 91, 92.
Yeah.
Early 90s.
2026. Excellent. Okay, so when I get your information back from your time in care, I'll write to obviously the social services, the education authority. When I get that information back, David, do you want me to share it with you? Okay. So what we'll do, David, is when I get all the information back, I'll share it all with you. I'll send you copies of everything I get. It's your story. What we'll do, David, is we'll go through that together, you and I.
Make sure
that we haven't missed anything out. Make sure you're happy with the evidence that we've gathered. We'll go through all of your statements together. What we'll then do is we'll then add all of your medical records and obviously your addiction, the accountability of your addiction, to your case. Before we do what's called our final submissions to Grant McGowan to the Scottish Redress. From there, we'll then await what's called a panel date, David. That's where a panel of individuals will judge our case. It's done behind closed doors, David, so we don't need to attend. There's no need for us to be there. And then hopefully from there, the panel date, hopefully we'll get you obviously the recognition that you deserve in the form of apology and an offer of financial compensation, Mr. McGowan.
That'd be nice, man.
Okay. Do you understand that process, sir? Do you have any questions for me?
No, not at all, mate.
Okay. Just to let you know, it's not going to be a quick turnaround. It could take me anywhere up to 10 months to get this information. We will be fighting for it. If you have no questions for me on that, I just need to go back a step with you. Obviously, due to the sensitive nature of these cases, and my firm, and we're about to embark on probably the largest part of this claim, which is going out and fighting and getting the evidence for you. I need to make sure you are fully aware of our fees and what other options are out there for you, David, before we progress. And if you're still happy for me to go ahead, then
obviously I will.
Yeah, I just need to run through all of it with you, just on this recorded call for our compliance team. Take me 2 minutes. So just to let you know, David, you are allowed to go to apply to the Scottish Redress yourself. You don't need the help of a law firm to do so. That would obviously entail, if you wish to, gathering your own evidence and submitting your own case. But that's entirely up to you. That's an option. So that's option one. Option two, David, is there are other law firms out there that will help you apply to the Scottish Redress and won't charge you any fees. The reason why they do this or how they do this is that because they get paid directly from the Scottish Government as part of the Government Legal Fee Scheme, where they get paid £2,000 per client, whether that client wins, loses or draws that case.
Yeah.
Now, as a fellow law firm, I can't legally discuss those law firms' practices and what they would do for you, but probably more importantly, David, what they don't do for you. All I can tell you is MMA Legal, we don't participate in that Government Legal Fee Scheme. We've rejected it on multiple occasions, and we don't want a handout from the Scottish Government, and we don't want to be owing to the Scottish Government either.
I don't fucking blame you, mate.
What we do, David, is we enter into a private fee agreement with yourself under a no-win, no-fee contract, and where if you win, we win. If you lose, we lose together. And it's on me and us as a company is to go out and gather as much evidence as we possibly can for you to give you the best chance of getting the most amount of, positive outcome, should we say, in your case. Our fees, David, are capped at 16% plus VAT. So you'll never pay us more than 19.2%, no matter how much time and effort and work goes into your case. Yeah. On the flip side to that, David, the no-fee part, just for obviously your peace of mind, because you've been through such, emotional and mental you know, hardship throughout your life because of your time in care, we will never put you under any sort of financial pressure if we are unsuccessful with your case. So what that means is if we don't get you compensation, we'll never come knocking or looking for our fees from you, David.
Yeah.
Is that okay?
Aye, aye.
Perfect. Do you understand
that? Nothing to use anyway, mate.
Yeah, we wouldn't do it, honestly. It's, you know, we're just trying to help you.
Listen, mate, if I'm sucking coinage, I'm not meaning it.
Yeah. Do you understand those three options?
Yeah, totally, mate.
And you're still happy for me to continue?
Yeah, mate.
Perfect. Mr. McGowan, you signed documentation with us about 3 weeks ago. I don't know if you're aware, but you have what's called a 14-day cooling-off period from the date you signed any documentation with us. What that means is if, you know, you want to change your mind, you can rip up the paperwork and walk away from us and obviously continue this on yourself or with another law firm or however, which way you want to do that. If you're unaware of the 14-day cooling-off period, I can restart that from today. Or alternatively, David, if you're happy with us as a law firm, happy with our fees and happy for us just to crack on, you have the right to wait the 14-day.
Who's charging it? That's going on.
You're happy for us to wait the 14-day cooling-off
period? Yeah, mate, yeah.
Okay. David, you have my number now. My name's Michael. Obviously, if you save my number, if you need me for anything about your case, give me a call. If you want to have a chat, not about your case, with somebody who understands your background, give me a call. If I can't answer, I'll ring you straight back. But I work for you now, so if you need me for anything, I'm always here.
I'll write to you
within the next 2 weeks with my contact details, David, and I'll be in touch every 3 to 4 weeks, either with a phone call or by email, just to let you know how I'm getting on.
Yeah, no worries, mate, not a problem.
Is that okay, Mr. McGowan?
Yeah, I say, Michael, yeah.
Perfect. Do you have any questions for me?
No, I'm not sure of them, mate.
Okay, excellent. I'll track on then, David. I'll go and start the process of gathering your information. Thank you so much for talking to me. Thank you for being so open and brave.
I don't know about it, mate. It took me years to deal with it, mate.
Do you know what I mean?
But it is the
reason,
mate. It's no
good
that
doesn't kill you,
mate. It's stronger
than that. Yeah, we'll carry the fight on for you now, sir. We'll try and do as much as we can.
No worries, mate.
Thank you, David. Lovely speaking to you.
Thanks a lot, mate. Cheers. Have a nice day,
mate. All right, mate. You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.